الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليومنا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. My wife was born on the 24th of July 1965 in Zeerust, and unfortunately, her father had already given her mother a divorce by then because of family pressure on his side. Allah knows best. Anyways, her life story began. Her mother worked as a machinist and worked long hours to make ends meet and run the household. My wife, however, tells me that in those days, the people of Zeerust were so kind that it seemed as though everyone was family, especially their neighbors from up the road. My wife's mother was sickly and also very strict. My wife, in fact, used to get hiding almost every other day, but fortunately, she had her aunts who consoled her, and of course her neighbor, Shamsha Appa, who at times even used to cry with her. She schooled for a few years in Zeerust, a little while in Rustenburg, a little while in Lens, and then, at age around 15, her mother finally married and she moved to Port Shepstone. Some may call it the life of a gypsy. Here she schooled and became very fond of her new father, who in turn was very kind and caring towards her. She eventually completed her matric and began working at a bank for a few years, until I came along and proposed, and Tadir took over. I asked her if she was going to take a transfer to another branch, and she immediately refused, saying that she thought a woman's place was at home. And she has been for a long time relishing the opportunity to become a housewife. Anyways, I was still studying and broke, and she offered to help me and paid for my studies, as I used to earn very little as a sales rep. She is very big-hearted and kind and has the best personality I have ever seen. I was very ill-tempered and immature at the time and would lose my temper for any little thing. She used to be patient and endured whatever problems came her way in a silent and dignified manner. I was ignorant and haughty, and shukr to Allah, I realized it before it was too late. Anyway, after our first child, we moved to Gauteng in 1991, and our second child, a girl, was born in 1995. But tragedy struck in 1992 when her mother passed away in hospital after a long coma. It seemed like her entire world crumbled around her, but as usual, Allah eases the pain. Her mother was a pillar of comfort and a truly wonderful woman, with great akhlaq and presence, and a woman who epitomized patience. When last did you hear that from a son-in-law? Now she had nobody to confide in but me and my little children. Then followed the huge test. In 1996, I was shot in a hijacking in Lanesia, and all this in front of my wife and children. Anyway, I had to have a colostomy bag inserted as there was a lot of damage to my colon and intestines. Shukr to Allah, I had a reverse colostomy that was successful and I no longer had to carry a bag in my tummy, which for approximately 3 months was cleaned by my wife, who never left my side, so to say. I could not bear my own smell, yet she felt no shame in helping me daily with her bare hands. This I will never forget. She looked after me in my time of need and at the same time took wonderful care of our two little children, who are now both at Darul Uloom through Allah's fadl and my wife's encouragement. Many a time she tells me that she doesn't know what she would have done without me, but honestly, I don't know what I would have done without her. They say, the right woman makes you and the wrong woman breaks you. I think they should say, the near perfect woman can save you. This is a tribute to my wonderful wife of 19 years, Zora Bibi Ahmed.
أستجدي رضاك سامحيني يا عيوني أنت أمي سامحيني
الحب حياكم وشوق حيانا ليومنا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. Fatima, born 5th of January 1942, second eldest daughter to her parents. Fatima was an intelligent girl who from young helped her mother look after her siblings. She left school at a young age. From that day on, she took responsibility with her sisters to do their daily chores in the house and helped her father in the business. In the year 1958, Fatima was married off to her husband, Yusuf. She was only 16 years old and innocent. She became the eldest daughter-in-law to her new home. Once again, she helped look after the business, cooked, did sewing, and took care of the family together with everyone else. Fatima lived a happy life. Her marriage was blessed with three children, two sons and a daughter. At the age of 27, she was widowed. Her husband was killed in a hit-and-run accident in Johannesburg, leaving her with three children, aged 10, 8 and 4. Her iddah was completed at her in-laws. Once again, she returned to her parents' home. Looking after them, she lived with them for the rest of her life. She chose not to remarry. She chose to look after her parents and children. She made khidmah of her parents and children. Her parents lived till a good age. Her father, 94, and her mother, to the age of 91. Both passed away within 48 hours of each other. After their demise, she chose to live on her own next door to her second son. Until this day, she is independent and looks after herself by sewing burqas and keeping herself busy. She is still the father and mother to her children and a loving dadi and nani to her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. May the Almighty bless her and spare her for us all for many more years. And she is the woman of wonder. Her name is Fatima. Jazakallah. This has been sent in by her daughter-in-law.
حدثيني حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحداء منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف ناديت الحمام في حنان كي أنام في حنان كي أنام خبريني كيف تجري كلما ناديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليومنا ذكرى.
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to start off by thanking Radio Islam for affording me the opportunity of sharing my story and also to advise all the mothers and sisters that there are organizations and families whom one can turn to in times of need. I have been married for 34 years, living with my in-laws. Allah Ta'ala blessed me with four children. My story began in 1994. When I discovered a pea-sized growth in my breast. After examination, I was told it is benign. I continued to have it monitored twice a year. Alhamdulillah, I was fine. In 2004, whilst on holiday, I felt discomfort. The pea grew into a tennis ball overnight. There was no pain, only discomfort. An appointment with the doctor was taken immediately. The mammogram revealed nothing. A biopsy was done. I had to wait for a week for the results. The doctor called before the week ended. My husband accompanied me to the doctor. The look on the doctor's face said it all. I received my death sentence. The cancer progressed to stage 2. Little did I realize it was the beginning of a long road, many tears, and conversations with Allah. And most of all, the test of my iman. I spent many days and nights crying. My husband tried to comfort me. He was very supportive. He was left with the burden of breaking the news. Chemo started within 2 days. I did not know what to expect. I was scared. My constant recitation of Surah Fatiha and trust in Allah kept me strong. With the second chemo, I lost my hair. I felt bare. My beauty was gone. Sisters, this is when you realize where the beauty of a woman is. No wonder Muslim women are required to cover their hair and reveal this for their husbands only. After the chemo, I was given a 6-week break before the mastectomy. I made constant dua that Allah Ta'ala guide the surgeon's hand, and I remained with constant wudu. Alhamdulillah, the operation was successful. I felt empty, but knowing that my Rabb is with me was overwhelming. Then, another killer disease set in. Depression. Although I had the support of my family and friends, I still went to rock bottom. My daughter-in-law contacted the Cancer Society. I started counseling and started feeling better, and yes, much closer to Allah. My illness led me to meet many people with various types of cancer. I can only thank Allah for making me discover my tennis ball early. I was given a second chance to discover my Rabb and the magic of human support. I really appreciate all those who assisted me through the recovery process. Although women are said to be the weaker sex, they have phenomenal willpower. They are able to laugh and cry, watch, teach, learn and nurture at the same time. My mothers and sisters, please remember to first turn to Allah in troubled times. And know that when one door closes, there are many open. Allah is after all, Ghafurur Rahim. Jazakallah. Wassalam. حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك يا لسعدي حين يغشاني دعاك بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك سامحيني.